With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Qinghai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence, which pinpoint the raising of livestock as the number one contributor to climate change, Supreme Master Qinghai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegan and practice sustainable living. Today, we present to you a compilation of excerpts from Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures titled, The Only Way to a Sustainable Planet, Be Vegan.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
In 1995, I remember there was a conference on population, environment, and peace. And the president has emphasized that there is a need, a real need, for a sustainable balance, if I quote it right, sustainable balance between man and nature, between development and the environment. You see, so President Ramos was very protective of the environment long before it became even a trend nowadays. His foresight, wisdom, has exceeded far beyond our present vision of the world climate change. He knew it before that. He saw it before that. So I think organic farming would satisfy this need that the president has mentioned back in even 1995, before we even make this global warming into a so-called fashionable trend. The president has said that there's a need for a sustainable balance between man and nature, between development and the environment. I think the need will be satisfied with all the farmers change into organic farming method. In that case, we will be able to balance the need between our development and the environment, our need and sustainable planet. The benefit of organic farming is immense, including great advantage to both human health and the environment. Organic farming actually restores the topsoil and cleans the air and water supplies even. It is so much more benefit that we could not list them all in a few minutes. It is even good for animals, all beings on this planet, including even trees and land, in part because it does not use chemical fertilizer or pesticides, many of which are considered by the United States Environment Protection Agency and the European Union to be potentially cancer-causing and also depleting of our bees' colonies and killing many other animals that we cannot even all name here. One of the U.S. studies indicates that if the United States 8 million acres of produce farms went organic, then the risk of consuming dietary pesticides would be reduced by 97%. Can you imagine? Chemical fertilizer and pesticide runoff is also known to contribute to the ocean death zones. We are killing our planet by pesticides and chemical fertilizer. Now, scientific studies have found that organic farming not only reduces energy usage and produces less CO2, which helps lower greenhouse gases, but it actually allows the soil to absorb even 40% of presently in the air CO2 emission. Before we even invent any technology to reduce CO2, or before we even reduce all the cars and transportations, if we go organic, we reduce 40% of the current CO2 in the air already, and the daily emission. Now, furthermore, organic produce is free of genetically modified organisms, and its nutrient content is actually higher than that of conventional grown fruits and vegetables. It is for these reasons that we in our group use as much organic produce as much as possible. First, to encourage the organic farming to develop and progress and prosper more into a better trend for everyone to enjoy. Second, of course, is for our planet. And third, for our health and all that on this planet. I wish that all the governments in the world would encourage organic farming to save our world. Give them subsidies. Give them all the facilitated means in order for the farmer to continue the organic farming method. Because it's not only helping them, it's helping the planet and all the people. I'm sure if the government support organic farming, it will be a trend in no time. If the government lead the way with the message that this is how to be green and how to protect the planet, then the farmers would be happy to grow more vegan food. To spread the practice of organic farming would help in so many ways. The benefit of organic farming for human livelihood, for human health, and for animals' health, natural resources, and protection of our planet, all these benefits we cannot even underestimate. We cannot even estimate all in here. Organic farming not only help to protect the planet, it will even help to eliminate hunger. So I just suggest vegan organic or organic vegan.
Humankind is dying rapidly, have to change. If unfortunately these efforts are not quick enough to save it, then what will be the factor of disaster population and how is the environment? Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for coming here with us again. Yes, Dr. Nguyen, thank you for caring. I know that there are many, many people who are making the effort to change, and all the green developments like the sustainable energy technologies and water-saving technologies, these are also very good. It's just that they will not accomplish the goal of saving the planet quickly enough. The rapid rate at which the planet is warming can be seen from many examples, one of which is the melting of the Arctic ice. A recent report released by the United States National Snow and Ice Data Center found that the rate of Arctic ice melt has been speeding up dramatically. with a shrinkage during the month of July equal to 41,000 square miles each day. Meanwhile, Canadian researchers have already forecast that the entire Arctic ice cap would be gone within a couple of decades, maybe quicker. As the ice disappears, global warming accelerates because of losing the reflective white cover provided by the ice. The scientists also reported that Arctic tundra temperatures have been rising 1 degree Celsius each decade, which is faster than anywhere else in the world, and that the tundra itself is emitting significantly more methane and nitrous oxide than previously estimated. This is a dangerous situation, apart from what we are already having. How do we stop this? The most effective way and the way that truly works is be veg. Be vegan. Stop the use of all animal products and the globe will quickly cool down. We can still continue developing all the other green technologies after the planet is saved and we have time, which are very good in helping restore parts of the overall planetary balance. But the first and foremost must be the veg diet. And with that approach, we are working toward being able to save the world, because the switch to the animal-free diet removes all the methane production and its associated pollutants, to say nothing of the animal cruelty. Will help reverse these planetary disasters, such as the tsunami, the flood, storm, typhoon, and the landslides, etc. So, Dr. Nguyen, in order to help the environment and save lives, we first must be veg.
You see, it's up to humans to choose, to decide. And we should decide to live. We should decide that we can do anything at all in our power to preserve our lives on the planet. Because it's not just one life, two lives, just not my life. Your life is the life of the children and the next generation. Mm-hmm. Just to have a beautiful planet and we destroy it is very, very pitiful. We have to decide different way. We have to walk in different way. That's it. We have to decide that, okay, we're going to be courageous. We do whatever it takes. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't take much. Just to be vegetarian. Mm-hmm. Just to plant a couple of trees each person. Mm-hmm. Just to use a sustainable free energy.
That's only three simple steps.
Refrain from animals. You know? Of course, I mean also killing by war, you know. Mm-hmm. But the number we kill in war is not as many as the mass, you know, killing in animal slaughtering. You know that yourself, yes. So it's only very simple. Refrain from killing each other and animals, yeah? For any reason, for food, for profit, for gain, for anything at all. Refrain from killing. Produce and use sustainable energy. Plant trees. We can have everything. We just do that. Yes. It's not like we have to do a big deal stuff. No. Very simple. The sun is there for us to use forever. The wind is there forever. The waves in the ocean, you can use forever. It will never be finished. Yeah? Compared to other energy that maybe you have today, you don't have tomorrow. And maybe you even have to make war to take it. The sun, you don't have to. Nobody can possess the sun. Nobody can stop you from using it. So very simple, eh? Vegetarian, sustainable energy, plant trees. And of course, we pray. Eh? We pray so that we'll be strong, that heaven will help us to choose the right way. That's all. Four solutions. Very easy. Everybody can do it.
Vegetarianism and religion. The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that in the beginning of creation God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings on some aspects of health and healing. Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra. Also, after the birth of the baby, care must be exercised not to kill any animal in order to feed the mother with meaty delicacies, and not to assemble many relatives to drink liquor or to eat meat, because at the difficult time of birth, there are innumerable evil demons, monsters, and goblins who want to consume the smelly blood. By ignorantly and adversely resorting to the killing of animals for consumption, they bring down curses upon themselves, which are detrimental to both the mother and the baby. Kasitigarbha Sutra, Chapter 8. Be careful during the days immediately after someone's death, not killing or destroying, or creating evil karma by worshipping or offering sacrifice to demons and deities, because such killing and slaughtering committed, or such worship performed, or such sacrifice offered, would not have even an iota of force to benefit the dead, but would entwine even more sinful karma into previous karma, making it even deeper and more serious, thus delay his rebirth to a good state. Karma means retribution. Kasitigarbha Sutra, Chapter 7.
Cow die. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly, and the belly for meats. But God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes. I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism.
Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adilila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been specially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutrakatanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood, meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh, and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts, and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds in nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure, the supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
Thank you, eco-conscious viewers. for your company for today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Join us again tomorrow for part 5 of The Only Way to a Sustainable Planet, Be Vegan. Up next is Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, right after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. Please stay tuned. May Divine Providence bless you and your loved ones in the days ahead.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.